Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, October 24th, 2019. On this day in 2003, the Concorde made its last commercial flight. On Monday evening, a 28-year-old man had repeatedly fired a blank gun at subway stations in Britz. According to police, several witnesses alerted them to the Grenzallee subway station around 10 p.m. Per witnesses, the man had already used his weapon at the Potsdamer Allee station, firing it into the air and ground repeatedly. He then boarded a U7 line train to Grenzallee station. There, he left the train and is said to have fired several shots, including one inside a train car. With their weapons drawn, the responding task force asked the 28-year-old to lay down his pistol. Instead, the man aimed at the ground and shot again before running at the officers. According to officials, only the fact that there were many passengers behind the man prevented the officers from using their own service weapons, and at this point, the suspect put his gun on the ground and he was arrested. The man's weapon was confiscated, as were other munitions found during a court-ordered apartment search. A breath alcohol measurement showed a value of approximately 2.8 per milliliter. While in custody, the suspect, who does not have a gun license, was handed over to the Criminal Investigation Department and later released after the police measures had been completed. The 28-year-old now has to answer to charges of disturbing public peace, violating the weapons law, and suspected dangerous bodily harm. From now on, it will be expensive for those who do not dispose of their cigarettes properly, costing them up to 120 euros. On Tuesday, the Berlin Senate passed the new catalog of fines. The Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection has significantly increased the regular warning and normal fines for inadmissible waste disposal in public spaces. This means that in the future, a warning fine of 55 euros or a fine of 80 to 120 euros can be imposed on a discarded cigarette. The same applies to chewing gum spat out on the street. Dog owners are also affected by the changes. Those who do not immediately remove dog droppings in the future will have to pay a warning fine of 55 euros or even a fine of 80 to 300 euros. And if this occurs in a green area, one can be fined 1,500 euros. Illegally dumping large amounts of garbage can also lead to considerable penalties. Those who are caught disposing of old tires will have to pay a fine of 350 to 800 euros, and a fine of between 600 and 25,000 euros will be imposed for the illegal dumping of building and construction waste. According to the Senate administration, the higher fines will have a, quote, signal effect against the inadmissible disposal of waste in public spaces. The measure is part of the, quote, action program Clean Berlin for an attractive, clean, and livable capital, and the, quote, overall strategy Clean City. For a list of other fines, please follow the link in our show notes. In the fight against drug trafficking and violent crime in Görlitzer Park and Kreuzberg, the Senate wants to significantly increase the police presence in the coming year. The same is true for Kottbusser Tor and Walshaber Brücke, as announced by Interior Senator Andreas Geisel on Tuesday during a visit by the Senate to the police section responsible for Kreuzberg on Friedrichstrasse. Geisel said there should either be a fixed police station or so-called mobile guards, for example, police buses in Görlitzer Park. In this way, it would be ensured that officers are present in the park around the clock. Geisel added, quote, "We are currently working on a concept. It remains to be seen whether it will be a fixed station, but the fact that we are permanently present, even with mobile vehicles, is an answer to the situation." From January of 2020, an additional 60 new officers are to be deployed for three locations with high crime rates. By May of 2020, this number should rise to 125 officers. Geisel stressed that they will be deployed permanently on site and added, quote, "We must fight accompanying crime and the like and restore a sense of security for local residents. I believe that we must proceed much more energetically than before, which will lead to considerable efforts on the part of the police as well." Geisel also admitted that more police would lead to the displacement of drug trafficking into the surrounding streets, and that the phenomenon cannot be stopped completely as long as there are buyers. Therefore, in cooperation with the district, there should be more prevention and social work to educate drug users and show dealers other activities to earn money. Together with the district of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Geisel wants to set up a project group. District Mayor Monica Hamann of the Greens emphasized with a view to one or more mobile guards in the park, stating, quote, "If the police consider it strategically sensible, it's possible, but the experts have to decide what works and what is better." Hamann had already stressed at the beginning of the deliberations, quote, "With Gourley, we are much more cooperative with the Senate administration than in the last legislative period." Adding that it's a question of a common concept on how to deal with the topics of drugs, partying, and cleanliness, and that the cooperation between district and Senate could be a pilot project. At the meeting with the Senate, local police experts pleaded for mobile guards in varying locations because they would offer, quote, more flexibility, adding that the current situation with so many drug traffickers makes residents feel, quote, considerably harassed. Police also said that anyone can be the victim of assaults or attacks if there's a conflict with the dealers, and that tourists seeking drugs especially are more often affected. The perpetrators are young men, usually not German, and with a close connection to the drug trade. Between 2011 and 2016, the former CDU Senator of the Interior, Frank Henkel, had already tried to limit the massive and long-running drug trade in the park by intensifying police operations. But this was not successful, also because convictions are difficult in view of the legal situation, and because people behind the drug trade are always able to recruit new sellers without difficulty. A good 4 months after their legalization, e-scooters are still more of a problem than a new innovative means of transport for many Berliners, as the colorful scooters are often found standing on footpaths and public squares, especially in the city center. Nothing will change in this respect in the near future. Berlin's traffic senator Regina Günther of the Greens spoke out against a more restrictive approach at a party event in Moabit Tuesday evening. And in return, she received harsh criticism from green politicians from Mitte. Sabine Weisler, a city councilor for the environment, lamented the often disorderly and dangerous parking of scooters on the sidewalks. There are said to be more than 8,000 e-scooters in Berlin, and according to regulations, scooter drivers should use bicycle paths or the road for their journeys. In practice, however, they are mainly being driven on footpaths. The parking of the vehicles is also causing a lot of conflict. For example, Berlin stipulates that no more than 5 scooters can be parked in one place. Often, this is not adhered to either. So far, the Berlin authorities do not have the means to take action against the rental companies. Bremen is the only German city so far to take a different route. There, parking an e-scooter constitutes a special use of public space, which must be applied for at a charge. The city can also use this procedure to limit the number of scooters. This was also demanded by Green City Councilor Weisler on Tuesday evening. Traffic Senator Günther, however, rejected this approach. Instead, she is relying on the agreement recently reached by her Senate administration with the lenders and the districts most affected, Mitte and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. According to the agreement, special parking areas for scooters and rental bicycles will be created at the roadside at the expense of car parking spaces. It's assumed that this agreement will be implemented by next spring. The fact that Bremen's approach has so far been accepted without complaint by the rental companies was explained by Günther, stating that Bremen is not a focus of the companies, like London, Paris, or Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.